It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
The Reds and the Pirates at Great American Ballpark on Friday as Players Weekend is underway. Let's pick it up bottom four. Game tied at two, but not for long.
Jeanette, Suarez, Schebler, the runners. This ball bounced into right field, a base hit. Jeanette scores. Suarez will be held. They'll go station to station. Still nobody out. Four straight hits to begin the bottom of the fourth inning. And a fly ball to deep left. And this one is gone. Number 30 for Duvall. 5-2 Reds.
Supposed to hit that 90 pitch mark.
Drive to center field. And that's going to be way out of here. Whoa! Boy, what a bomb. Scott Schebler is now a double away from the cycle as he just crushed his 25th home run of the year.
Hit the ball well all night.
7-2, Reds in the fifth. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch from Shug, and it's hit in the air the other way, and that is going to get down. It's going to score at least a couple. Rodriguez will get it in, but not before two are in, and it's a double. Those two runs charged against Hudson, and the Reds now with their eighth and ninth runs to make it a four-run lead. 9-5 ball game.
After falling behind 7-2, the Pirates battled back to make it 7-5, but they would come no closer as the Reds went on for a 9-5 victory at Great American Ballpark on Friday. Here is Pittsburgh skipper Clint Hurdle.
We were unable to keep him off the plate late in some sequences where we were close to getting out of innings, and then the inning snowballed on us. Couple long balls. Then we got fired back to get within two, and they kept adding on. So the inconsistencies off the mound cost us with the runs they scored.
It seemed like Nova was pretty well able to keep the curveball down, just too many fastballs left up in the zone. Is that your read?
Curveball would have been his most consistent pitch tonight. The overall fastball location played up more than down by lack of the ground balls. A lot of balls, more balls in the air. We're trying to get in on some people. Balls found in the middle of the plate. So overall, the execution of the fastball was challenging.
When you see the fastball up, drifting over the plate, and then you see in the last three games he's walked three guys twice, which he hadn't done all season. Is that more of a recent thing when you're seeing the misfires with the fastball?
The command, it's not where we've seen it in the past. 4-3 ball counts, unfortunately three of them, like, as you said, reach base. So we need to look, peel back a couple more layers, talk about a couple things that you can do. He was able to pitch more effectively his last time out, and then not so much this time out. So, you know, we'll look at some videotape, we'll talk to him, get his take on it as well, and go from there.
Something to the home road splits too with him to take a look at?
We've been looking at all of it, yeah. We get all the same numbers you guys get, trust me. So try and stay current with them.
What was the challenge with Stevenson, especially early on with the strikeouts?
That might have been as good a slider as I've seen in a long time. I had to go down and look at it on the video. The slider played exceptionally well. I asked to do some good change-ups too. And the guys kept coming back. We hadn't seen that pitch from him. We haven't seen that pitch from maybe anybody this year. As far as the depth and the tilt of the slider, it was an elite slider tonight.
Avon Nova's struggles on the road continued. He's now dropped five straight road starts with an ERA north of 7 in that span. Nova gave up 7 runs, 5 earned in only 5 innings as he fell to 11-11 on the season. The veteran right-hander spoke to the media after the Pirates fell to the Reds 9-5.
That's good to happen in the game. We were really good today. Obviously, I didn't do the job that we were supposed to. I wish I can, you know, be better every day. You know, every day and with every pick, but today wasn't the case.
It seemed like the fastball command, maybe the issue, leaking back up in the middle of the plate.
Yeah. And I feel like I made a good pitch, some changeup. I got two doubles in the changeups. Lately, with the fastball, I was missing off the plate. The two homers, like bombs. I think the only thing that was working the way it supposed to was the curve. And, you know, with one pitch, you cannot leave. You gotta, you know, have every other pitch. And, you know, like I said, they made me work really hard today.
The Bucks look to battle back Saturday behind Garrett Cole. He'll be opposed by Luis Castillo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.